very specific rules in the context of ever-changing technology. Compliance incidents, with very rare exception, are unintentional and reflect the sorts of errors that will occur in any complex system of technical activity. The press claimed evidence of thousands of privacy violations. This is false and misleading. According to NSA's independent inspector general, there have been only 12 substantiated cases of willful violation over 10 years, essentially one per year. Several of these cases were referred to the Department of Justice for potential prosecution, appropriate discipline, action in other cases. We hold ourselves accountable every day. Most of these cases involved improper tasking or querying regarding foreign persons in foreign places. To repeat, I am not aware of any intentional or willful violations of the FISA statute, which is designed to be most protective of the privacy interests of U.S. persons. Of the 2,776 violations noted in the press, about 75% are not violations of court-approved procedures at all, but rather NSA's detection of valid foreign targets to travel to the United States, and a record that NSA stopped collecting in accordance with the rules. We call those roamers, and you mentioned them, Chairman. Yesterday, I pronounced it. I had dental surgery. I pronounced that roamers. It came out rumors. It's roamers, R-O-A-M-E-R. And those are just as you stated. These are not compliance incidents. The court asked us to track those and report those so that we can show when they do come in the country that we shut down the collection exactly as we're supposed to right away. 2,065 of those 2,776 were, in fact, roamers.